I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Rajasthan, India, where Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says a judge denied bail for their staff. The next hearing is on April 24. While waiting, they've been overwhelmed by the solidarity the situation has brought to the Christian community.
Thousands of Christians and Hindus and friends are praying and sending money and are crossing the police lines and crossing the picket lines around our institutions to bring food to the children. And not one of our schools is closed. Not one of our orphanages have closed.
Next, a restricted access nation is one of the countries on the radar of a SEND International Task Force team. SEND's David Tucker says that they're seeking to create a beachhead for greater ministry effectiveness, and the countries of focus have been areas of difficult work in the past.
So there's a hard job we have breaking through the outer veneer to get to where the people's hearts are. This takes long-term missionary presence. It takes people building up relationships with the people, building up trust and friendship to the point where they can begin sharing from their own spiritual experiences and trying to touch the hearts of others.
And Teen Missions International says construction progress is coming along nicely at their Bible and Missionary Work training facility in Madagascar. As of last week, volunteer teams put the finishing touches on 10 rooms, as well as the bathrooms and kitchen. TMI Madagascar also continues to have the kids' ministry every Saturday. The team is also working on a Bible coloring book and recently opened a special literacy class. Pray for them as they spread the gospel in Madagascar. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.